Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
Oh, everybody's on the line already.
Oh, good. It's just me and you.
Nice. Call me.
Okay. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yeah, good evening.
How are you? I'm good.
I'm good.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening, how y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Toya.
Good evening, Mom, Daddy Verner.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Miss Williams.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, Brian.
Hey.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll pick up in Genesis 19:14 while we wait for the others to join us. This is where God rescued Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, for God will destroy that city because of their wickedness. Brian, will you pick up the reading on that for me, please?
Genesis chapter 19, verse 14.
Correct.
So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be destroyed. Then Lot said to them, please, no more, Lord. No, my lords. Indeed, now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil overtake me and I die. Now, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape. There is not a little one, and my soul shall live.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that, Brian. Which chapter did you, verse did you stop on?
20.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, right now I'll go right into the roll call, and I have Daniel, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Mom and Daddy Werner, Brian, Miss William, Miss Allen. Miss Allen, you there?
Yes.
Reverend Allen with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, tell him we miss him.
Okay, I will.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome
Amen.
To the Mellon Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought something to share. If not, just say pass. Now may everyone bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. We ask that you lead and guide us through this praise and worship service tonight. For we are gathered together to give you honor and to praise your name. We thank you for your presence. We ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer line. We plead the blood of Jesus over our airways, for there is power in the blood. And we ask that you allow us to hear your words being shared and let your words manifest in us to help us with our walk with Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your patience, for wisdom, for faithfulness, for love, and most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. May God continue to bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Let your light shine through us so that others may see the goodness of your work, working in us, through us, and with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, Matthew 19:26, Auntie Carrie, lead us out in that, please.
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said. With man, this is impossible.
But with God,
all things are possible.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Okay, next we're go right on into our open session. And first I have Daniel. Anything you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read a little bit back on the what we just talked about. I delight in the impossible. It's going to be a little verse of it.
Amen.
So many times God had told me to do something, when everyone else was saying it is impossible, God said unto me. That's why I will do it, because I delight in doing the impossible. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Anything you have to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I want to read this. It's the After I Believe by Mark Roberts. And it concerns 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 and 9, 24, 28 to 31.
Amen.
They gave thanks to the Lord and proclaimed his grace. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him. Yes, sing his praise. Tell everyone about his public glory among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. O nation of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glory and strong. Give to the Lord the glory. Bring your offering and come to worship him. Worship the Lord in all of his holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble for him. Tell all the nations that the Lord is king. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Next I have Mom up. Mom, is there anything you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read Ephesians 1 through 7.
Amen.
And it's read, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesians, and to the faithful in Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heaven, peace in Christ, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom he has redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches and his grace. Amen.
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 Okay. Next I have Brian. Brian, do you have anything you want to share with the group tonight? Okay. And, Mom, thank you for that. And I'll move on to Ms. Williams.
Okay. I would like to share from Revelation 1, beginning at verse 10 through 18. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with garments down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they were burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, for I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, thank you for that, Miss Williams. Let's see here. Next, I have Daddy Werner.
Okay, I'm gonna read a few words from Matthew 7:7-11. As and it shall be given you. See. And you shall find not, and it shall be open unto you. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gift unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give a good thing to them that ask him? Amen.
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 Amen. Hey, thank you for that, Daddy. Let's see. Next, I have Ms. Allen.
Yes.
Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay. I will be reading from Psalm, the praise of the seven.
Amen.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyful to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyful to him with praise, with song. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep place of the earth. The height of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pastures and the sheep of his hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Ms. Allen.
Psalm 95.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Amen. Okay, we have a caller with area code 470. Is there anything you want to share with the group tonight, or you just want to be a listener?
This is share. It's hot.
Okay, I just assumed that they just want to be a listener. Okay, I want to thank everyone. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone. I just want to thank everyone for what you shared with us on the prayer line tonight. And next, we're going to go right on into the sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please.
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
I have somebody to put on the sick and shut in list.
Okay.
Jessica Smith.
Jessica Smith.
Smith. Thank
okay.
you.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, everyone, bow the head for the sick and shut in, please. Father God, we ask that you continue to heal our family, friends, and loved ones. May you lay hands upon Uncle Dave, Michael, and Denise Moody, Vastai, Mary Lowe, Uncle Champ, Vera, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, Uncle Oliver, Rochelle Bessler, Vicky Husband, Janet Williams, Rositer and family, Zeke and family, Pamela Haynes, Carlos and family, Jessica Smith, Miss Waters and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Jermaine, Quentin, Maxine, Jordan and Rayco family, Valerie Crockett, Miss Wanda, Eddie Tipman, Marianne, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer. We call on Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. We plead the blood from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Help them to believe in your words and to know the power in your words, for your words are true, and to know that by his stripes they are healed. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless them in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Did we have someone to join? Okay. Okay, moving right along here. We move right on into our birthdays. And it is for the week of December 9th through December 15th. I do have a couple of birthdays. I have Brian on the 12th. I have Candace on the 12th. I have William on the 13th. I have Napoleon on the 13th. And I have Teresa on the 12th. Any other birthdays for the week of the 9th through the 15th?
Isaac on the 13th.
I'm sorry?
Malia was last week, but we missed it, but put her on for the day. She was
Malia?
She was on the 5th, Malia.
Okay, and Miss Allen, were you telling me someone else's name?
Isaac, Miss Williams.
Isaac?
Yes.
What day is that?
13th.
The 13th?
Yes.
And Malia was on what day, Mom?
Fifth.
The 5th, okay.
Little Daniel and your Daniel? When little Daniel?
I think his, I thought I looked it up. Daniel, when is his birthday? The 15th? Little Daniel. Oh well, if it's not this week, we'll catch him next week.
Yeah,
Loretta.
Yes.
This is Isabella.
Uh huh.
My daughter's birthday was on the 7th. I forgot it. What's his name? Kimaya.
Kimaya.
Uh huh. K E M A Y A.
Got it. Okay. On the 7th. Okay. All right, Mom, will you give us do the honor and singing the birthday song for us, please?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Okay, now we move in the part of our program where we have the praise or testimonies, songs or poems. So if anyone have either of those to share with the group, please do so. I think I'll just go down the list real quick, and you can just say pass or go ahead and share. Daniel, anything you want to share with the group again?
Well, I just love everybody, and I'm going to pass on this one, okay?
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Auntie Carrie, you want to sing for us tonight? Okay. Auntie Betty.
I just want to say we were together yesterday with my sister from Atlanta, Carrie and I, and we had a wonderful day. God blessed us.
Awesome. Awesome. Amen.
And a call from Loretta.
Huh?
And we had a call from Loretta, a surprise call from Loretta yesterday. And made our day.
Amen. Keeping that contact going. Okay. All right. Mom, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I want to read a poem.
Amen.
Say, family. Family is like a warm blanket on a chilly day. Family is like the road map when we have lost our way. Family is like a soft cushion for a head that's weary. Family is like a soft tissue to eyes that are teary. Family is like the glue that mend a broken base. Family is like a bookmark that help us keep our place. Family is like the whole that's greater than any of its parts. Family is like us, whether bond or lineage or kindred heart. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, moving down to Miss Williams. Anything else you want to share with the group?
I'll pass. Thank you.
Amen. Miss Allen?
I'll pass.
Daddy Verna?
I'll agree. Showers are blessings.
Amen.
Each day there are showers of blessings sent from the Father above. For God is a great, lavish giver, and there is no end to his love. His mercy is boundless and deep, and his infinite blessings are countless. And all this we are given to keep. If we seek God and find him, and ask for a bountiful measure. This worldly and miserable offering from God and exhaustible treasure. For no matter how big man's dreams are, God blessing are infinite more. For always God is giving, is greater than what man is asking for. Amen.
Thank you for that. Okay. Since my Aretha or Mahalia Jackson didn't want to sing, Loretta going to come out with a song. Come on in my room. Come on in my room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my prescription. He gives me all my medicine in my room. There is joy in my room. Joy in the room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my prescription. He gives me all my medicine in my room. Joy in the room. Joy in the room. greet you. Joy, unspeakable joy in my room. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I have a serious question here, guys. Before I give out the parts for next week's program, I would like to ask the question, who would like to keep the open session available for next year? We're working on a program for next year. And I myself enjoy the open session. So I just wanted to get a ballpark figure who all else enjoy the open session so we can make a decision whether or not to keep it or not. So I'm just going to go down the list and you just say yes, no, or it doesn't matter. Daniel, how about you on the open sessions? Do you enjoy those?
Things are going.
Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Mom?
Yes.
Daddy Vernon? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mom. Mom has something else to say.
No, I didn't say I enjoy it.
Okay, amen, amen. Daddy Vernon?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Brian?
Amen.
Amen. Miss Williams?
Yes.
Amen. Miss Allen?
Yes.
Amen. Open session it is. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now I would like to give out parts for next week's program. Would be the Victorious Foundators. And I have Daddy Gentle. I have you down for Psalms 39 and 1.
All righty.
Daniel, did he come back in? I dropped him earlier. Okay, he dropped. Miss Williams, I have you down for Matthew 15, 1 through 20.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, moving on into the program, I have Auntie Betty going to lead us with the Serenity Prayer. Amen.
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 Excuse me, please. Did you assign James?
Oh, James. I did not. Do you want James?
James and Matthew?
You can have James instead of Matthew. I was just giving out the part. So which one would you rather have?
I like James.
James, okay, I'll put you in for James. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, okay, so Auntie Betty going to lead us out in the Serenity Prayer.
God grant me.
God
grant
me.
To accept the things that I cannot change.
The serenity,
to
accept the things
that I cannot change.
The courage to change the things that I can.
The courage to change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, I guess just out of courtesy, anyone have anything else to say before we go into the closing prayer?
I would like to say tonight was one of our better nights. I enjoyed it very much.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
I agree. Amen. Amen. Okay, I have Daddy Vernon going to do the closing out of Matthew 6:9.
Okay, Matthew, it is.
Amen.
Amen.
After this manner, therefore pray you, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. And we all say,
Amen.
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 Amen. And praise the Lord.
Okay, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. That concludes our program for tonight. Danelle and family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that could help you through your busy week. When it gets hard, just call on the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And remember to keep God first. And when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again.
Mm-hmm.
Next week is the Victoria Foundators. They will present to us God's perspective on what to read when you need to control your tongue.
Okay.
Start your day out with the word. May God bless us all this week. We ask that he go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. May God continue to bless America and other nations. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Everyone have a blessed week, and good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Good night. Love everyone.
Love
you.
Everyone.
Love you.
Love you.
One word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you say it's okay. Love.
that complete our program for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Keep God first. Danella's family says good night.